Good morning. I think it's so cute that every Sunday you carefully put the pew pad down on the ground and then don't sit on it. What's up with that? You're very weird. Do you want to sit there? No, I don't, he says. No. Well, good morning. I need your help this morning. We've had some problems with the whole altar thing, because when we fixed it last time, we didn't do a very good job, and so we're missing some things. So there's a lot you don't know about how we do things around here. Okay, are you ready? So if you all could stand up, and everybody come on over to this side, come on over here, right? Come on over here. You can do it. Come on, Sam. I'm not going to hurt anybody. It's fine. I have a hammer in my hand, but it's nothing to worry about. Yes, it is. Okay, everybody, lean down. See what happens? These things roll around all the time. It's really disconcerting, especially when large people get up on them. I know. It moves around. Okay, so if you all could just lean down, I need you to push as hard as you can that way. You ready? Ready? One, two, three, push! Harder! Harder! Oh, you moved it good. Perfect. Okay, good. We got that side in. Come on over here. I think I need to be right about here. Okay, you all ready? Okay.
Wait, this thing sits. You can't stand on it.
You're both going to be executives later in life, right? You all push, I'll ride. Okay, you ready? You're going to be four. Okay, that's the same thing. All right, ready? Everybody push hard. One, two, three, push. Perfect. All right, thanks. You guys can all go back to your places now. I just need a little help. Okay. All right. So what did we do? We had to fix it, didn't we? We wanted to make sure that it was just right. Have a seat. Sheesh. We wanted to make sure that it was just right. That it was all nice and square and tight and perfect, right? That's one of the things we have to do all the time. We have to make sure things are really kind of aligned right. So this morning we heard from the prophet Amos. And Amos was hearing something from God that was kind of surprising. He said, I am holding up a what? Do you remember what it said? A plumb line. A plumb line. You know what that is? It's not a piece of fruit on the end of a string. Plumb line is a big long string with a weight at the bottom of it. And if you hold it, no matter what, it will always be straight up and down. It's a plumb line. And they use plumb lines even to this day. They'll drop a plumb line to make sure that something is perfectly straight and right. Because guess what happens? If you build a building and you start to build it off this way, yeah, eventually, I know, because I built a bunch of stuff like that over the years. When you build it crooked, it kind of wants to, it wants to fall over. So Amos heard from God. And God said, look, here's this plumb line. Things aren't going quite right. And so we need to hold that plumb line up to make sure it's just right, that it's all nice and tight, sort of like we made these. It's a tool. It's not a hammer, but it's just a tool. Make sure everything's nice and tight and holds together right so it doesn't fall down. Now, God has given us all kinds of plumb lines, things to make sure that we sort of know what's good in the world. Can you think of any of them? That's the problem. You can't think of any plumb lines, right? What are the things, how do you know not to steal? Yes?
Where the plumb line falls, then you have to grab it so it don't fall on your head.
Yes, if the plumb line falls, you have to grab it so it doesn't fall on your head. Why don't you steal? How do you know not to steal? Because it's such a bad thing, but how do you know it's a bad thing?
Oh, because you get handcuffed.
Because you get handcuffed, of course. You know it's against the law. Laws are a kind of plumb line, right? Yeah. We also have this little thing that's kind of like the law called the Ten Commandments, where it says what? Honor your mother and your father. I knew you'd start with that one. Do not.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not steal. It's a plumb line. Cool. That's one kind of plumb line. But I think Jesus brings us another kind. Yes, dear. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's one kind of plumb line, yeah? The other kind of plumb line came today, I think, in Jesus. We have the law that tells us, don't forget, you can't do that. Rafi, you can't come late to church. It's in the law. Did you know that? We have handcuffs in the back for you. And then what's another? Yeah. But there's another kind of one that I think is really more helpful for me. One of my biggest plumb lines in the world is God's love. It's not just all the stuff that I'm not allowed to do, like take the Lord's name in vain or steal or, you know, take stuff from people or say bad things about people. It's also kill somebody. We don't want to be doing that either. But also a plumb line, another tool that we have, is God's love. Jesus says to us, I love you. And that's how I know that I need to love others too. It's a different kind of plumb line. And it helps us to kind of keep things nice and solid and where they need to be for us, and helps us keep the building nice and straight so that we don't just fall over. Yeah.